Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Tom Rolfs is principal trumpet of the Boston Symphony Orchestra and the Boston Pops. He joined the BSO trumpet section in 1991, serving first as fourth trumpet and later as associate principal trumpet.
As a student, Rolfs was a Tanglewood Music Center Fellow in 1978, going on to earn his Bachelor of Music degree from the University of Minnesota and a Master of Music degree from Northwestern University. He returned to Minnesota in 1986 for a five-year tenure with the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra.
He has been a soloist with the Boston Symphony, the Boston Pops Orchestra, and the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Tom Rolfs to the roundtable. We should mention that you're going to be the soloist tonight as the BSO performs the Shostakovich Piano Concerto No. 1 at 8:30, and I assume this is something you look forward to.
I do look forward to it. It's a wonderful piece, and there's a lot of personality in the trumpet solos.
So how do they, is it, do you know if you see that on the, that that's coming up in the program that you will be the soloist? Is that?
Yeah, I think Tony Fogg talked to me about it last winter and just mentioned it to me. I'm not sure he gave me a
Well, that's what I mean. I mean,
this is what you're doing in the summer. I'm giving you fair warning.
This is so hard. What you do is so hard.
But yeah, please tell management that. Maybe I can get a little more money from
them.
Well,
they should. But I mean, you know, this is, as a trumpet player myself, as a minor league and not playing much anymore trumpet player, I have to say, I listen to you and I can't believe what I'm hearing. How do you do that?
Well, I love doing it. I love playing in the orchestra. I love the sound of a trumpet in the orchestra. I love performing. I really hate warming up every morning, though.
Oh, you do that?
I do every morning of my life, yeah.
Yeah, my music teacher.
That gets old.
My music teacher used to stand there and say, okay, now start warming up, and then if I didn't do it, he'd kick me in the shins.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Really? Like physical violence?
Well, very, very minor league.
Oh, okay.
It's like when, you remember Roger Wazan?
Yes, of course.
When he joined the orchestra, he told me his dad played in the section, and Roger was maybe 16 or 17 years old, and someone missed a note, maybe in the horn section, and Roger looked over there to see who missed the note, and Renee slapped him on the side of the head. Don't ever do that again. Yeah, those were the days, huh?
Yeah, right. Interesting, because then everybody knows that somebody did something and it might have passed.
Yeah, and you're not supposed to, it's not polite to.
But
to,
there are so many notes in what you do. So many. Yeah. How do you do that?
I don't know. Don't make me think about it too much.
Boy.
I guess I'm curious as to what it's like to be a trumpet soloist in a piano concerto.
Well, I think, you know, it's really more of a piano concerto with a prominent trumpet solo part.
Right.
And originally, I think Shostakovich planned to write a trumpet concerto, and then he added piano, and pretty soon it became a piano concerto with some trumpet solos. So it would have been nice if it would have been if he had a great composer like Shostakovich would have written a trumpet concerto, but it's still a really great piece and one of my favorite pianists, and so it's a lot of fun.
And you have to work with the pianist in order to make it work?
Oh, yeah. And I've played it before, and he's played it a lot. So,
yeah.
But
John Neves.
Yeah.
Who is going to be with us in just a few minutes.
Of course.
Oh, okay.
So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and that collaboration, because you've worked together, you sort of, I assume there's a bit of a shorthand then?
Yeah. We get together in the conductor's room before the rehearsal and go through tempos and things like that. And you know, one of the things I have to figure out that I'm still talking, because Tanglewood comes so fast and furious when we have only one rehearsal in a concert. And so I was trying to figure out where I should. I was happy with where I sat. I've sat up front. I've sat back in the back row. Because again, it's not as prominent as the piano part. So I was sitting in the back row, but I was very comfortable where I was sitting, but the piano was blocking everyone's view. No one could see me.
So you're kind of like jumping. It's me.
So then we talked about moving over to the side, but I think the latest solution is that I'm going to stand, but I don't want to stand for the whole concerto because I don't play a lot. So I'll stand for the prominent parts.
What about the music itself? Is this all in your brain, or do you have to?
Yeah, I've played it before. It's in my brain. It's kind of a fun piece with a lot of quotations from Beethoven and Haydn. And there's the trumpet solo in the last movement is an old folk song, Poor Jenny. So it's kind of a fun piece with a lot of character and a lot of fun kind of solos. But like technically, I've learned it, so it's not something. It's more I have to, you know, I'm just trying to figure out how to get through the, you know, properly characterize the music as, you know, and do justice by what Shostakovich wrote.
But now there's the third elephant in the room is the conductor.
Yes.
If you're rehearsing with a pianist, how does that work out? You know, does a conductor insert himself, or does he follow you, or how does that work?
A lot of times a conductor will follow the soloist.
Yeah.
And we'll try to make the soloist comfortable.
Got it.
And if there's two of you, then you're making both of you comfortable.
Yeah, I will defer to him. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because again, he's a really wonderful player.
Now I know also you were personally chosen by John Williams to work on Saving Private Ryan. I know that that's going to be a part of the program on Saturday night on film night. Are you doing?
No,
you
I'm doing? I'm going to just focus on the Shostakovich this weekend.
Yeah, so you don't have to go to work too heavy.
I used to do everything, but. we have such a great.
I got sick of that.
Well, we have such a great trumpet section, and they, you know, I there's no need for me to spread myself too thin.
The great Roger Voisin, when he was done being the principal, used to play with his, I think, his grandson in Great Barrington in the gazebo.
I believe it. Yeah. I miss Roger. Yeah.
Yeah, that was great.
We are just about out of time, but I want to remind people that Tom Rolfs will be a soloist tonight as the BSO performs the Shostakovich Piano Concerto No. 1 at 8:30 in the Shed. For the full schedule, you can go to tanglewood.org, tanglewood.org. Tom Rolfs, thank you so much for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you back to the program, and have a wonderful performance tonight.
Yeah. Thank you, gentlemen.
A great pleasure. Thank you. You're listening to the Roundtable's live broadcast from Tanglewood on WAMC.